AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Hello, Commission. We had a great dialogue. I'm very thankful to you.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was involved in the meeting.
There was a single sentence that summed it all up, and I'm quoting him verbatim. Mr. Zelensky said, if we don't get the aid, we will lose the war.
Zelensky did not leave the same impression on House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
What is the plan for victory? Where are we currently on the field? The accountability issues that a lot of members have questions. Just walk through that.
There is skepticism among some Republicans about the need for more U.S. aid for Ukraine. Zelensky will meet later with President Biden. The AP accompanied a Ukrainian brigade trying to reclaim a village. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
On the outskirts of the village of Andriivka, fire is exchanged between Russian troops and the Ukrainian 3rd Assault Brigade. Days later, the brigade pushed through the forest past Russian and Ukrainian soldiers' bodies laying lifeless on the earth as the whistle of shelling echoes overhead. An AP journalist says to one soldier known as Fedya, "You told me you didn't want to come back here." Fedya replies, "Who me? I love this place." Finally, they make it to the village of Andriivka. Fedya places a flag on a destroyed building and announces to the camera, 3rd Assault Brigade have completely taken over the village of Andriivka. Glory to the nation, death to the enemies. I'm Karen Chamas.
Fox isn't saying why, but the 92-year-old founder of the network and the head of News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, is stepping down. His son will take over. In South Carolina, convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh pleaded guilty to 22 counts of financial fraud and money laundering. Sales of previously occupied homes fell for the third month in a row. This is AP News. There is a push for more heat pumps.
Heat pumps are almost a miraculous solution, says the governor of Washington State, to three problems Americans face: heating in the winter, cooling in the summer, and a reduction of carbon pollution. Now, 25 state governors and the Biden administration have announced a pledge to ramp up the number of heat pumps in the U.S. by 2030. Heat pumps don't use much electricity, but they are able to heat and cool buildings. When it's too cold, they can take heat from outdoors or underground and bring it in. When it's too hot, they can move the heat outside. Since they often replace oil or gas furnaces that add greenhouse gases to the air, experts say they can meaningfully address climate change. And there's a tax credit. An ecology professor in Rhode Island who ditched his oil furnace says his house is more comfortable and his energy bills are about half of what they were before. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.